Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the Science of Yes. I'm Pam Heath and I'm the Yes Coach. I'm a life coach and business consultant, and I live in the world of yes. I specialize to work with transformational practitioners who have struggled to turn their passion into a profitable business. And I help them create a thriving business which is aligned with their life passion. So I'll specialize with you in getting you organized for success in your life and even your business, and we'll take it to the next level, wherever that is for you. So welcome to my show. So I call myself a yes coach, and I call my process the science of yes. And I'd like to introduce you to a lot of my philosophy and concepts, because my intention is that you as a person sitting there listening to me now have everything available to you that life has to offer. And life has a whole lot to offer. So a little bit about that song in the beginning that comes on. One of my favorite things when I coach my clients is I use movie analogies because I'm a movie enthusiast, and I also am a music enthusiast. So I use song a lot in my coaching. And that song is one of my favorites because it emphasizes what I believe the universe resonates with. And I use it to train my clients all the time. That song is from the motion picture Aladdin, the animated motion picture from Disney. And it's the song that Robin Williams sings as the voice of the genie. Right after Aladdin rubs the lamp, the genie comes popping out and tells him he has three wishes. And Aladdin is a little confused. So he's like, "What the heck are you talking about?" And the genie sings that song. And the song is called "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." So basically, that's my gift to you, is to have you get that you ain't never had a friend like me. And what that's about is, you know, life is your restaurant. And I'd love to be your maitre d', okay? The way it works is you say what you want. You actually order up your life. Whatever it is that you want, your life, your career, your romance, anything you want, you say you want it and the universe provides it. And that's not very complicated. It's actually very simple. Now, we as human beings, we tend to complicate it. We complicate it because we mix in our fears, our concerns, our past, whatever it is that somebody told us when we were young. We mix that all in there and we think we know what's going on with life. But I'm going to tell you what's going on with life. What's going on with life is that all you want in life is available to you, and all you have to do is ask. Yes, life has up and downs. Yes, there are obstacles that get in the way, but the obstacles just make it more juicy for you when you achieve what it is you're out to get. So along those lines, one of the things that I really focus my practice with clients is I focus on having them deal with what's in the way of them getting what they want out of life. What's stopping you? Why isn't your life exactly how you want it to be? And I'd like you to consider for a moment, just a moment, that I'm telling the truth, just for kicks and giggles. Just relate to me like the words that are walking out of my mouth right now are the truth, and you can have anything you want in life. What would you order? I'm not talking about, you know, fantasy. I'm talking about what would you really want in life to have. Would you like to start a business? Would you like to have a new romantic partner? Would you like a new car or a new place to live? Would you like a place to live like you don't have one? Anything you want is available. All you have to do is ask. So having said that, I want to address that for a moment, and I realize that there are people who are listening to what I'm saying right now, and they might have some questions. You might actually want to talk to me about this and interact with me and have a dialogue. I am live, so you don't have to listen like there's nothing you can do about this. You want to say, yeah, but, fill in the blank, feel free to pick up the phone and give me a call. All you have to do is dial 323-642-1207 and let me know on the air what it is that you're grappling with that has you unable to believe that life is your restaurant and I'm your maitre d'. You can also get on the chat and ask a question, and I'll respond to it, and then you don't have to publicly let everybody know that you're arguing with the yes coach. Either way works, but if you have a question or you have a specific circumstance that you want to, you know, run by the yes coach, this is the time to do it. Not in your head and not when you go to sleep in your dreams, but right now in this moment on this call. Challenge me with your circumstance, because no matter what you come up with, no matter what you say, I can match it. I've had just about every circumstance that anybody could have to, as an obstacle to keep me from having what I want. But I'm not deterred by obstacles. I'm slowed down. I won't, you know, tell you that I'm not slowed down. There are times when I do slow down, because what happens is you get stopped. But there is something you need to understand about getting stopped. You see, in life, there is a promise, and that promise is from our higher power. You will never be presented with something you cannot deal with, ever. So if it's happening, you can deal with it. I hope you understand that I can relate to every dark moment that you can possibly come up with. I've been there. I've done that, and I bought the T-shirt. I've had disappointments, heartbreak, setbacks, pain. I'm a victim of childhood sexual rape and abuse. My oldest child committed suicide in 2007. My significant other beat the living hell out of me and put me in the hospital. I purchased my dream home and then lost it to foreclosure. I've been homeless. There's been so much that I've had to deal with, so much. And through it all, I've learned this. The sooner I can shift into positive action, the sooner I get better and back in the saddle again, ready to go for what I want, ready to know I'm going to get it. Whatever it is you're dealing with, I can feel you. I have compassion. But know this, don't give up. Whatever you want, it's not too late. You're not too old. You're not too fat. You're not too tall. You're not too short. There's nothing wrong. Anything you want for yourself and your life, you can have. All you have to do is have the courage to say, I want that. And then take the actions correlate to that commitment to have that thing, and you'll have it no matter what. I promise. It's guaranteed. And if you have been struggling with something you want, talk to me. I'd be more than happy to support you and figure out what the heck is in the way. What's the obstacle that's keeping you from having whatever it is you want? So while I wait to see if anybody wants to call in and interact with me about this bodacious statement I'm making that you can have anything you want, I'm going to talk a little bit about what it takes to have a happy life. I have an ebook which you can get for free on my website, www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. 7 steps to the life of your dream. And in that 7 steps, one of the things I do is I give you some really powerful tips on how to live the life that you love. And your first tip that I'm going to share with you, and I give this ebook away for free, so you're happy to go and get it, but we're going to talk about it right now. The first tip is to practice gratitude. Thank God for everything you have. Take on a practice. Write on a piece of paper 10 things you have in your life right now that give you happiness. Always remember to focus on the good things. If you get yourself into the habit of doing this before you go to bed at night, keep a notepad and a pen next to your bed and write down 10 things you have in your life to give you happiness. And if you are agnostic or atheist, I got nothing. I don't mind. But I invite you to have some kind of higher power, whether it's God, whether it's the universe, someone you look to be grateful for. Just tell them, thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my loved ones, that they're healthy, that they're happy. Focus always on what's good. Too much people focus on trauma, sharing about it, commiserating about it, filling the world with what's wrong. I invite you to focus on what's right. Yes, things happen, but you don't have to wallow in it. Tip two, take on a practice for physical activity. You know, the experts say that exercising actually helps improve your mood. 30 minutes of exercise is the best antidote against sadness and stress. So get that body in motion. You don't have to be some marathon runner who gets up at 4 in the morning and runs 20 miles before they begin their day. That might be a bit of a stretch for you. But if you're someone who doesn't practice physical activity on a regular basis, then try this on. Try getting up, you know, at your regular time, just a half hour earlier. Go out and take a walk. Run the block is good enough. If you took a walk around the block where you live every day for just 30 minutes, just that much physical activity would make a difference in your attitude. You wouldn't have time to be depressed or sad. The stress that you're dealing with on a day-to-day level would really, really alleviate because you're taking the time to get your body in motion. And how about this? Do you like music? Do you like to dance? Try this on. In the evening, right after dinner, put on your favorite music and bounce around the house for 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be ballroom dancing. You don't have to compete for, you know, dancing with the stars. But let your body move. Enjoy the music. Do what the music tells you. Let your body flow. It will give you access to power and access to health. And being healthy is a part of having a life you love. Here's tip number three. Don't skip breakfast. A lot of people miss breakfast because they don't have time or they're concerned that they'll get fat and they figure that's the one meal that they can skip. Studies show that breakfast actually gives you energy, helps you think, and helps you perform your activities successfully. So breakfast is not the meal to skip. As a matter of fact, it's the best meal of the day. Don't take my word for it. Google it. Don't skip breakfast. Take your time. Get up in time so that you can shower, change, and do all your morning rituals, and then stop for 20 minutes and eat breakfast. I promise you'll have a life you love. Be assertive. Ask for what you want and say what you think. Your self-esteem will be 100% improved if you stop withholding communication. Being silent actually generates sadness and hopelessness. If you feel like you don't have a voice and don't tell people what's going on with you, you'll be left in your own head, which, by the way, is a very dangerous neighborhood to go in by yourself. Let people know where you're at and where you're coming from. I really am a strong believer that when you ask for what you want out loud, the universe is listening. And you'd be surprised how often the universe will support you by delivering on your requests. Be bold and say what you want and say it out loud to the universe, not necessarily to the people in the room with you. It's not like you're making demands of the people in your life to give you things 24/7, but let the universe know what you're up to when you are up to something, and the universe will support you. Oh, and by the way, the universe doesn't know the difference between yes and no. The universe can't hear no, really. So if you spend a lot of time talking about things you don't want, don't be surprised if the universe delivers them because they heard you speak about it. When you open your mouth and talk about something, the universe feels that energy and it assumes you want that thing. So if you get up in the morning and say out loud, I hope it doesn't rain today, all the universe here is rain today. And guess what it's going to do for you? Because the universe is delivering on what you ask. Be careful what you say. The universe is listening. If you're going to spend your money on experiences. A study has found that 75% of people felt happier when they invested their money in travel or courses and classes, while only 34% said they felt happier when they bought things. Take the time to have your money deliver on an experience for you versus buying new clothes, new shoes, new things. The next best electronic plaything will sit on your desk after a few months and you'll never look at it again. But get on a plane and fly to Rome, Italy, and stand inside the Sistine Chapel and look up at what Michelangelo created. Whatever money you spent on that Xbox One can't compare to the creation above your head in the Sistine Chapel. Spend your money wisely and spend it so that you can experience what money can deliver. Face your challenges. If there's something confronting you, don't be so quick to hide from it or dismiss it. Studies show that the more you postpone something, the more anxiety and tension you generate. So make little weekly lists of tasks that you need to complete in your life and then take up a practice to complete them. It doesn't have to be an organized to-do list, but just make sure you're always aware of what it is in your life that needs to get accomplished. You don't want to be walking around hiding from the things you don't like to deal with. As a matter of fact, your red flag that you have to deal with something right away is the level at which you don't want to deal with it. That's how immediate you want to take it on. Paste nice memories and phrases and photos of all your loved ones everywhere, on your car dashboard, on your refrigerator, on your computer, your desk, your room. Put pictures of your life as beautiful memories everywhere you go so that when you look at things, it's a reminder of how wonderful your life is. Keep all that stuff in front of you and in mind so that you're constantly being reminded of just how great your life is. So the next one is always greet and be nice to people. Anybody can tell you, and studies have shown, that people respond much better to smiling than to frowning. So as you walk about in life, get out of your car, step into a restaurant, go into a restroom, smile. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you? Have a nice day. Greet people. Be nice to people. And they'll be nice to you. This next tip should be common sense, but unfortunately, I say, it's not. Wear comfortable shoes. Listen, if your feet hurt, you become cranky. You don't want to be biting people's heads off just because your feet hurt. Wear comfortable shoes. I don't care how pretty they are. Pretty shoes sometimes hurt. So if you want to feel good, leave the ugly shoes on and put the pretty shoes away. Or buy comfortable shoes that are pretty. Take care of your feet. And don't go around with feet hurting and mouth cranky. Take care of your posture. Pay attention to how you walk. Walk straight with your shoulders back and your front view up, and you'll maintain a good mood. Slouching over and looking at the ground, you'll see your attitude dips when you do. And by the way, regardless of how you feel about music, listening to good music, it awakens you. It makes you want to sing, hum, it makes you happy. Whatever kind of music you like, whether it's gospel or country or hip-hop or rock, play it, enjoy it, feel good. And let me tell you something. What you eat has an impact on your mood. So why don't you give it some thought before you skip meals? I don't care how much you are trying to lose weight. You know, instead of three big large meals, eat 6 small meals. Don't skip meals. Keep your glucose levels stable and eat every 3 to 4 hours. Avoid excess flour and sugar and eat healthy. Try to keep a variety of green vegetables and fruit in your diet. I don't care how much you love McDonald's. Try to eat less of that and more of healthy organic foods. Being healthy will make you happy. Being comfortable will feel good. Get the hang of being comfortable. People feel happier and they look better when they're comfortable. So if you're somebody who's pulling yourself into painted on jeans and running around barely breathing, you may look good, but you don't feel good. And if you don't feel good, you're not happy. Just know that happiness is like the remote control in your house. You lose it every time and you go crazy looking for it. And many times, without even knowing it, you're sitting right on top of it. Be happy. And just know that in God, nothing is impossible. So whatever faith you have, believe, and have faith that nothing is impossible, and you will be happy. Don't look to man, look to a higher power for access to success, and you will be happy. So having said that, the thing I want you to know is that all these little tips I just gave you about how to live a happy life, your love, your career, all your dreams, all your visions are a foregone conclusion when you operate from the knowledge that life is yes. Life is yes. And it's my mission in life to bring the world to this knowledge of the world of yes. And I bring it to every person I meet. Also part of my mission is that I want people to understand that no matter what obstacles life throws at you, that you have an opportunity to relate to it like an opportunity to grow. Like I said before, nothing will ever be given to you that you cannot handle. That's a promise. If it's being given to you, if it's happening to you, if you wake up in the morning and it's going on, you can handle it. Because if you couldn't, it wouldn't be happening. So whatever it is, in the moment when you can't breathe, when you want to just go back to bed and pull the covers over your head, when you can't even like think straight because there's so much going on, and I can feel the pressure. I understand the stress of it, but I want you to know you can handle it. You can. And right now on Spirit Talk Radio, the Science of Yes is part of the access for you to understand what life is about. The purpose, the whole point of life, of why you were put here, of what we're up to, is so that you can be happy. If you're not happy, then something is wrong. And you need to make a demand to get things right again. There's no reason for you to be unhappy. Life was designed for you to be happy. So if you have any questions or if you have anything you want to talk to me about, feel free to call in. That number is 323-642-1207. You can ask for me, Pam, the Yes Coach, and I'll help you find an extraordinary access to your prosperous life. Or you could come onto the chat room and ask me a question, and I'll read it out loud and let people know the answer. Join me, and I'll guide you to what it's like to have a life where you can have it all. You don't have to be afraid. You can take on life and everything it has to offer. Say yes. I want to talk a little bit more about this whole concept of having a life you love and having a happy, well-rounded life. You know, it's your job to design your environment so that it supports you in having a full life and living a life you love. If you want to know what commitments you have in life, just take a look at what you've got. Regardless of how you feel about it, the actions you took in the past gave you the results you have right now. So if you're looking around at your life, at the results you have, and you don't like what you see, then the actions you took in the past aren't going to give you anything different. You'll have to alter the actions you're taking now so that your future is filled with the results that you want. So the first step in having a life you love is distinguishing for yourself what's the game that you're playing currently, and then alter your actions, alter the playing field, so that you're taking actions that are correlated to the commitments you have in life. So take a look at the people you surround yourself with and the environments you've designed for yourself. Do the environments that you've designed for yourself as a whole, have you focusing on the areas that you excel in, or do they constantly remind you of what you're doing wrong? Do you have friends and family in your life that are cheering you on, or do you have naysayers who are constantly being negative or bringing up your shortcomings? So let's just look and focus on what you're committed to having in your life so that we can build environments that support what you want to have, so the actions you take fit directly into building the steps you need so that you can go and create and produce the exact results that you're committed to having in your life. So for instance, let's talk about your spiritual practice, your relationship to a higher source, meditation, religious beliefs. Now I know that I'm on Spirit Talk Radio and I'm in Spirituality, which is a channel on the Blog Talk Radio, and spiritual people tend to hang out here. Creating and maintaining a spiritual practice is vital to your mental and emotional and spiritual well-being. And it's one of the greatest gifts you can do for yourself and your physical and emotional health. And it's equally good for your sanity. So instead of wallowing in feelings of overwhelm and frustration, you can take steps to create some kind of spiritual practice that fits into your life and work it into your daily, you know, basics. You will be so glad that you did that. So make a commitment with yourself, a sort of contract that you make with yourself, that you'll have a regular spiritual practice that gives you time to heal, to gain clarity, and to get access to understanding for what you're up to in life, what your purpose is, and why you experienced some of the challenges you did along the way. It can help you keep your strength and your focus. And it'll also help you fulfill on your dreams and your intentions and benefits and everything in your life in so many ways. It doesn't need to be hours of your time, and it should never feel like drudgery. All it requires is commitment on your time and a desire for something better for yourself and your life. So begin your day by setting sacred space for yourself. So it could be that you wake up like toast, you know, just pop out of bed and you're rare to go. I God bless you if that's how you do it, because that's not how I wake up. I struggle waking up in the morning. It takes me layers of falling out of bed. However you do it, create a special place for you to connect with spirit and spend a few minutes of the day talking with your higher self, your guides, your angels, or whatever higher power connect to. It doesn't matter what your belief strategies are. Call it the universe if you want to, or whatever creates a higher power space for you. Set your intention and say invocation or a prayer that resonates for you and expresses your gratitude for all that you are and all that you have and all that is coming your way. Wherever you are in life, this will help you to set your intent for the day in a positive way and let the universe know that you're ready and you'd like to experience and accomplish a lot that day, whatever the result is. I really encourage you to have an intent for each day. And if you're struggling with something in particular, this is an opportunity for you to have a conversation with your higher power, whether it's God or the universe or whoever, and let them know what you're intending on accomplishing to overcome the obstacle or to dismiss the obstacle or to accept it for what it is and for what it's not and move forward in your life. This is the perfect opportunity for you to ask for what you want in life, to actually say, I want to have this thing and I'm not going to stop until I get it, to actually make a demand. I like to teach my clients, you know, I buy a lot of things on Amazon. So a lot of times there's packages arriving at my house and I'm eager and excited. It's like that scene from The Music Man when they're singing about the Wells Fargo wagon coming into town and bringing in all the packages and things that people bought and everyone's excited. The Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the street, and that's how my Amazon's packages are for me. Well, once in a while, you know, you don't get something that you bought. It just should have been here a day ago. It should have been here a week ago. Hey, where'd it go? And you go log on to Amazon so you can track the package, and there's a button there, which is, I think, is cute. It's called, Where's My Stuff? And that's my favorite button. It's like when you are missing something that you expected, you ordered it, it should be here. Where's my stuff? You could be that way with the universe. You could actually be a demand like, where's my stuff? I ordered that 2 weeks ago. Where is it? And I promise you, you'd be surprised how often the universe will deliver, especially when you make a demand. Now I'm being playful with you. You can't go on ordering Brad Pitt because he's got other things to do than to show up at your house on demand. But anything's possible. Let's just look to see what it is that you need to create so that you could get the things that you want in life. Maybe you want Brad Pitt, but Brad Pitt's not a good match for you. I mean, something's going on. He's had two wives that couldn't make it work with him. Consider the possibility that the universe isn't providing Brad Pitt because Brad Pitt, as much as you want him, isn't the man for you. And if that's the case, there's a bigger picture here. And it's the reason that you don't understand that you're not getting what you asked for. And all you have to do is hit that button. Where's my stuff? And if your stuff doesn't come, start to be in an inquiry about why. Is there something, a bigger picture, that's having me not get my stuff? Because there's something for you to consider. Maybe I'm not supposed to get that stuff. Maybe I should just chill out and see if there's something else that I need to consider and leave it at that. Going after something that's not going to be good for you in the long run, the universe won't let you take on something that you shouldn't have. And as much as you pray for it, you can be assured everything's going to go your way. And if it's not going your way, there's a reason. So, having said that, I want you to hear me when I tell you, there's always a reason, always a reason. When you're not getting something you asked for, stop for a second and look and see if there's some reason that you can't quite understand or see right now in this moment, in this experience, that you shouldn't have that thing. Because it could be that there's something else that needs to get accomplished before you have that thing. And all you have to do is be patient. Or all you have to do is take some kind of action to clear the way. The obstacle, well, let's just say it might be there intentionally for you to build some kind of muscle so that you can have this thing that you want so badly. So here's the rub. The thing that I said before, that you could have whatever it is you want, no matter what, it's true. You can have anything you want. And if you've been asking for something and you're not getting it, look to see if there's a reason you're not getting it. Because there may well be a reason. And that reason might be because it's just not good for you right now. But you'll get it later. In the meantime, what do you need to do? What do you need to arrange? What do you need to practice so that you can get ready to have that thing when you do get it further on down the line? I know it sounds like, wow, I don't want to hear that. I just want to get my stuff. Well, consider, there is a bigger picture here. Anything you want is available, but not everything you want is good for you. I think that should be very clear to anybody. Sometimes it's not just about obstacles and challenges. Sometimes it's about opportunities. And there's an opportunity waiting for you, and it just hasn't gotten there yet. Be patient. Wait. All good things come in time. You'll be like a kid in a candy store if you just hold on. Maybe you have a novel that you intend to write. Maybe you have an apartment you want to rent. Maybe there's a business you want to start. Approach each opportunity with a powerful mindset, and you will produce the result, no matter what. I'm not the least bit afraid of anything that life has to offer or anything that life throws at me, because I know that nothing will ever be sent my way that I can't deal with. Knowing that, throw away. Keep throwing until your arm gets tired. I can handle it, and I will handle it. Because I've received the promise that nothing will ever be given to me that I can't handle. So, what is it that you want? What is it that you want to create? Anything, anything, anything. You can have it. So, tell me. How do you feel about the world of yes? Do you think that life is like a baseball game like I do? Yeah, I think life is very much like a baseball game. We're all the players, and we're on the same team. There is no opposite team. We're all playing, and we're all having the time of our life. Yes, there's competition. Sometimes we compete with each other for jobs. Sometimes we compete with each other for love interests. There's competition, but when you're at bat, it's life that's doing the pitching. And life pitches all kind of wild balls. Life pitches curveballs, fastballs, spitballs, all kind of balls. It's up to you to hit the best that you can do. You don't have a whole lot to say about the kind of balls that life pitches at you, but you have everything to say about how you manage yourself and how you react to those balls. So if life's pitching you a no-hitter, just pull your shoulders back, get yourself ready, and go for it. And you will hit the ball. Guaranteed. Don't worry. Nothing I'm saying is the truth. So you don't have to worry or argue for your point of view. All I'm offering you is a possible, valid way of looking at life that leaves you empowered and leaves you able to take on anything that life has to offer. And if you don't agree with me, no problem. You can go back to believing whatever it is you want to believe. How's that going for you anyway? If you've been doing it your way, for a while, why don't you try it my way for a little while longer? If you try on being a yes, you might actually find out that what I'm saying is actually true, that life is your restaurant and I'm your maitre d'. And nothing you say and nothing you do will ever compare to how wonderful it is. And the other thing I want to share with you is that you don't have to ever worry about doing something wrong or making a mistake or failing. It's all about the experience. The more you try things on, the more you learn. The more you learn, the better you get. And experience is the best part of life. You know, I've heard people say that youth is wasted on the young. The reason they say that is because that when you're young, so many opportunities and so many things is presented to you, but a lot of times you don't take advantage of them. And as you go along in life, you start to learn a little more, a little more, a little more, and you realize that some of those opportunities you passed up, you'd like to take advantage of them now. But by the time you look up, it's too late. So I invite you to take on your life right now. My goodness gracious, I can't emphasize it enough. Life is for feeling good, and life is for being happy. And if you're not happy and you're not feeling good, then something's wrong. Let's fix it. Let's have your life be full. Let's have all the fun in the world. Let's be a yes. Why? Why not? You got something better going on? Let me know. So, there's a few minutes left in the program, and before I end, I just want to take a moment to talk a little bit about, you know, when I talk about the science of yes, and I lead seminars and workshops and, you know, teach people, the thing I get asked about the most, the question that comes up most is, well, what about no? Shouldn't I say no to something? I mean, I don't have to say yes to everything. Isn't that dangerous? So the answer to the question is, yes, you can say no to things. This practice of yes is not about the word yes. It's not semantics. There are things that it's appropriate to say no to. We don't have to go down a laundry list of everything you should say no to, because this isn't about the English word yes or no. This isn't about how you feel. And this isn't about saying the word yes like some kind of Buddhist mantra, like it has magic just in the speaking. It's very, very much about your mindset and who you are being when you say the word yes. For instance, a lot of times when there is an opportunity, there is something going on, or there is something that's offered or invitations on the table and you're considering it, how you feel about that invitation, how you feel about that opportunity, how you feel about this situation is usually running the show in the background in terms of how you respond. And what's in the background is your past. Whatever happened before, when somebody who looks like this person, sounds like this person, smells like this person, said the same thing or made the same invitation or presented the same opportunity, and they remind you of that opportunity in the past. And because that opportunity in the past didn't go so well, your first relationship to this opportunity that's being presented to you now is, I don't want to. Because it didn't turn out last time, it may not turn out this time. And I don't want to feel that pain again. I don't want to experience that failure again. And I have a sneaking suspicion that this time it's going to turn out the same as it turned out last time. So I don't want to do that. And my answer to this invitation, to this opportunity, is no. But when you're being a yes, when you're living your life, yes is not about how you feel. When you have yourself presented with an opportunity, yes is not how do I feel about this opportunity. Yes is what do I do about this opportunity. So it's not just is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? It's more about, I'm going to take on this glass. Whether you want more liquid in the glass or you want it, the liquid in the glass until there is no more liquid in the glass. Either way, it's about what action are you going to take that's going to afford what you want in life. So if the glass is half full and you want the glass to be full, then you are halfway there. That's the point. It's not about, oh, I'm only 50% done. It's about, I'm halfway there. I'm getting it on, baby. It's on like Donkey Kong. You can create miracles when you're ready to take on life. Not sitting on the couch imagining life, imagining the results, or fantasizing about what you want. Getting out there in the world and going for it, full tilt boogie. And not being stopped or held back by your fears. I know all about fears. The fear of rejection. The fear of failure. The fear of something bad happening, like it happened before. Yeah, I did that before, that very same thing. As a matter of fact, I think it was that thing. And it didn't turn out. It turned into a big mess. I don't want a big mess in my life anymore. It hurt. It didn't feel good. And I don't want to do it. You can have those kinds of conversations in your head. And I'm telling you, if you want a life you love, you want a happy life, if you want a life where you're producing results and you're powerful and you're full of passion and you're having fun, you cannot be used by a conversation in your head called, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to do it wrong. I don't like the way it happened before and I don't want it to happen like that again. You cannot. If you live your life like that, then you're living your life inside some kind of paint-by-number cookie cutter. It's got to look like this, and if it doesn't, something's wrong. Existence. Life is an adventure. Life is completely unknown. And you've got to have faith that it'll turn out. And you have faith in your higher power. You have faith in God. Your back is covered. He's got your back. And you have nothing to be afraid of. So go for it. You know, when I was young, there was this song. Frank Sinatra sang it. It was called High Hopes. So this song, it was about this little ant, and he had a goal, he had a commitment in life. He wanted to move this rubber tree plant from point A to point B. Now, a rubber tree plant next to this ant is gigantic, so big. There is no possibility of this little ant moving this rubber tree plant from point A to point B. But let me tell you something. This little ant was determined. And as the song goes, oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. You know why? Because he took it on and he got it done. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant because he was a yes. The thing about high hopes, it takes work. Like that little ant, you got to roll up your sleeves and you got to get to work. You can't sit and on the couch watching TV saying, I'm going to move that rubber tree plant tomorrow. Because tomorrow you're going to get up and that rubber tree plant is going to still be in the same place. You got to roll up your sleeves. You got to go out there and you got to try. And you got to let the universe know, I'm going to move this rubber tree plant. And then the rubber tree plant is like an analogy for whatever it is that you want in life. For the ant, it was the rubber tree plant. For you, it might be the new job promotion or raise at work. For you, the rubber tree plant might be you want to speak in public or you want to dance in public, like Napoleon Dynamite. For you, the rubber tree plant might be anything that occurs for you, like too big for you to take on. But oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. The actions that you take on, they need to be actions that you take on inside of yes. And if you do, you'll get out there in the world and go for it, full tilt boogie, and get what you want. So when you set out to take on your life and take on producing results in life, there will be obstacles. It's easy to maintain a good attitude when things are going well, but staying on course when things are not going your way, that takes willpower and commitment. So the key is to develop things to do when you're not fully present to yes. So if something didn't quite go your way and you're dealing with a disappointment in your life, how do you get back in the saddle again? I'll tell you what works for me. I listen to uplifting music. There's like various songs. I particularly like Kirk Franklin. His songs always get me going, especially Stomp. And he's got another one, Looking for You. If I'm down in the dumps, I put those on Spotify and I start bouncing around like I'm part of his choir, because those songs, they lift me up. There's a song out right now that does it for me. I can't think of the name of the song, but Shut Up and Dance. That's the name of the song. Shut Up and Dance. I love that song. When I play that song, I can feel it in my bones. And another thing that I do is I call people in my life who are positive people and they're in a good space, and I talk to them and help me lift me up. I'm going to tell you something. This may be rocket science for some people, but it makes all the sense in the world. If you're down in the dumps, don't call it somebody else who's down in the dumps. All the two of you are going to do is wallow in your own misery and upset, and you're not going to accomplish much except bitching and moaning and complaining to each other. If you're in a terrible mood, or if you're down or depressed or upset about something, life is being not nice to you, call up somebody who's doing well. Call up somebody who's in a positive, powerful space, and let them know that you are not, so they can help boost you up. You don't want to talk to somebody who's in the same place that you're at, because you're both just dig yourself in deeper. So surround yourself with positive-minded people and reach out to them when you are in need of a little, you know, support. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. My saying that to you now, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't really know anybody that's positive-minded, most of my friends are like me and they're full of crap, then it's time to start looking for new friends. If you don't have somebody in your life that you can call up when you're down, who provides you what you need when you need it, then, you know, you need to get up more. If the people in your life aren't happy and you're not happy, go out and find some happy people. Give me a call. I'm a happy person. You can talk to me and I'll voice to you. Another thing I do, which I'm going to say, and do with it what you will. I particularly love good things to eat. And sometimes I will go and get something good to eat, and that will get me out of my blue mood. I particularly love Cinnabons. So, like, I have a wellness coach, and if you tell her I love Cinnabons, I'll pretend that I can't hear you. La, 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 la. But, yes, I love Cinnabons. And I have been known to drive a long distance to find a Cinnabon store when I'm particularly low, and I find it and I eat it. So seek out and learn whatever it is you need to do to get back in the saddle when life throws a curveball and unseats you. It's been my experience that people who are engaged in life fully, who are making things happen, who love their job, or have hobbies that excite them, well, these are the people that have kind of a more positive attitude in life. They have an outlook that's uplifting. So if you want to be that kind of person, you want to take on, okay, I love my life. Consider that as a morning mantra. I love my life. And if you love your life, you're going to be happy. So find people who are like that, who are engaged in life, and, you know, find out how you can meet them. All you have to do is meet one, okay? Because normally if you meet one, there's other ones nearby. So this is what I do when I'm looking to get myself, you know, grounded again if I get unseated. And I get unseated. It's not like everything I do is inside of yes. Sometimes I'm a no. Sometimes I feel like, wow, I'm just not feeling good. But like I said, I find ways to get myself back in the saddle when I'm down, and I do it aggressively. I'm not interested in having a life that's given by upset. You know, so that's pretty much all I had to say on that subject. If there's something you have or a question you have or anything you want to ask me, feel free. There's just 4 minutes left in the show, and I just want to make sure that you're provided everything, that you're enjoying the show, and that there's any questions you have that you'll ask. My mission in life is to bring the world of yes to each and every person I meet. And part of my mission in life is to provide transformational practitioners and healers and spiritual workers and all conscious professionals the tools they need to have an abundant, thriving practice from the science of yes. So don't hesitate to reach out to me and contact me via my website, yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoachforyou.com. Yescoach, the number 4, the letter U.com. Or you can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, before you sign off, to follow my show by clicking on the follow button. It supports us and lets Blog Talk Radio know that you appreciate our content, that it will help them to push us up in the ranks on their website. The more follows we get, the more you let us and Blog Talk Radio know you want more. The Science of Yes is a part of the New Age Guild and Spirit Talk Radio. The New Age Guild is the metaphysical membership directory that will get you in front of the right clients at the right time. So stop by www.newageguild.com and join us. Beautifully present and promote yourself online by showcasing your services. Share your latest news and educate your tribe. We want you in our community. Thank you again for joining me on The Science of Yes. I'd like to take this last few minutes to tell you why you should have a yes coach in your life. There are many, many reasons why a yes coach will do you some good. But I'm going to tell you something. If you wanted to be an opera singer, you'd get yourself a coach to train you to sing at your best. And if you wanted to be a powerful athlete, you'd get yourself a coach so that you could be your very best. If you want to live a life you love and you want to have power, passion, and fun in life, get yourself a yes coach. A yes coach will teach you everything you need to know so that your life and your fullness are expressed in the world of yes. Why have a yes coach? Because a yes coach is the very best thing you could have, to have a life you love and to live it powerfully. Thank you for joining me. Join me again next week, Thursday, on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Yes Coach, and I'm inviting you to step into the world of yes. Tonight is the beginning of you saying yes. And remember, you ain't never had a friend like me. Join us here each week.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherry Dottie had 1,000 tails. Master, you is luck, cause up your sleeves. You got a brand of magic never fails.